It has only taken over 30 years, but finally on Static, on 2SER, I get to speak to a member of St Etienne, Pete Wiggs. How are you?
Hello, very good, thanks.
It's taken a while and just in time. You've said this record, International, is the last St Etienne album, so I'm glad I've got you. It was now or never, Pete. Has everyone come out of the woodwork to talk to you about this record?
It's been quite nice in a way because we've said it's the last one. It's sort of made the focus a bit different, you know, talking about the whole career and everything. It makes it kind of more special in some way.
And for you, Sarah and Bob, was this something you were mulling over, Pete? How did the three of you discuss the idea of making International your final album after over 30 years and arrive at that decision?
It was weird, really, in the sense that I don't remember at all. It definitely wasn't my idea. And then Bob and Sarah both think it was their idea. So I think it was just a general sort of sense. It's one of those things, whenever you do make an album, you think maybe this is the last one because you might not get another record deal or things might happen, you know, and sometimes we leave long gaps between albums. So you often think that, but I think this was actually set out before. We're all kind of hitting 60 roughly at the same time. And we'd had some really good reviews on the last couple of albums, so we sort of felt in a good place, and it seems to be a nice way to sort of end without starting to churn out stuff just for the sake of it, or something bad happening to one of us and having to finish, if you know what I mean.
It's a little like knowing when to leave a party, right? You don't want to be the last ones left having to do all the cleaning up.
Yeah, exactly. Also, we're not saying we're not going to make any more music or anything like that. Me and Bob could do something, or me and Sarah could, you know, who knows? But, you know, I'm certainly going to carry on doing music.
Did that decision inform what kind of an album you guys wanted to go out on? The pendulum has always tended to swing from album to album with St Etienne across your catalogue. And last year's record, The Night, was a, well, nocturnal, late evening ambient listen, whereas this one sees you go out with a pop bang.
Yeah, I think the last two albums were more on the sort of experimental side of our output. We went pretty down-tempo on the last one, and the one before was pretty down-tempo. So I think it's like cycles. You're ready to do something a bit more beaty. We're into making it a bit more up in terms of rhythm, at least. And as it was the last album, we had less of a concept for this album than any, really. Since Foxface Alva, it's more like this. Work with different people, and it's our last album.
Yeah, Pete, there are a lot of people on this one.
Mm.
This album, International, is your most collaborative and guest-stacked St Etienne album. I mean, was it a chance to have a bit of fun with your friends, peers and idols?
Yeah, I think it being the last album meant people were more likely to say yes. But no one said no, which is good. So we managed to assemble a great cast of collaborators really quickly.
They knew it was their last chance, Pete.
Yeah. It just happened in a really nice way. It was like, oh, who should we ask? And then they started coming in. It's like, boom, boom, boom. Oh, good.
Yeah, the guest list is genre and decade spanning. You've worked with everyone from Tom Rollins of the Chemical Brothers to Jez Williams of Doves to Paul Hartnell of Orbital and perhaps most surprisingly, Nick Haywood of Haircut 100.
Yes, yeah.
Was Nick Haywood a teenage crush of Sarah's or even Bob's?
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. And we were big fans as well from way back. Yeah, Sarah, definitely teenage crush, but he recorded his bit in a different studio. So
No.
Actually see him. Bob's met him a couple of times.
Yeah, but you also did get some of those collaborators by chance, right? Because you had been running into Paul Hartnell from Orbital in the street and finally got up the courage to ask him.
Yeah, we'd sort of met up. We kept bumping into each other randomly down at this coffee bar on the beach near where I live and got friendly. And so I had to build up the courage to ask him. He told me he was a fan of ours and stuff like that, but I didn't want to sully our relationship.
You could never go get coffee again.
If he said no, it would have been orcs. Hello.
You also get points from down here for including Janet Planet of Confidence Man on the single Brand New Me.
Yeah, we met them at a festival in Oxfordshire a few years back. They used to be on Heavenly Records as well and got on really well. And so they actually started working on the song Brand New Me some time ago. And then Sarah said, oh, can we revitalize that song? And they were like, yeah, great.
And you have also had a lot of fun in terms of the usual smashing of samples in between songs, which, Pete, on this record seem more of a type. Are they all hosts of vintage radio and TV shows that you guys watched as youngsters? Are they voices that you grew up with?
Yeah, it's a sort of mixture of fabricated things. They're sort of copies of things that we listen to and programs. A lot of them are stories about the band, sometimes in the language of the country. Like there's a Japanese one on there, which was from when we first played in Japan. Someone came up to us after the gig and said that we had a punk rock attitude. And I was like, oh, cool. And he went, no. Meaning we were rubbish. So it's things like that. And then at the very end, we've got the current host of Countdown. So on the first album, Richard Whiteley was the host of Countdown, who says, put your finger on the thing. And Bob somehow got in touch with the current host and he read that out for us. So it was a kind of bookend.
So it's a nod to your St. Etienne history and a way to bring it full circle.
Yeah.
And in some ways, it is a bittersweet thing releasing this record, Pete, and you're probably all still a bit too close to it for now, but how will you reflect on this? I mean, it's a huge part of your identities. You've been Pete from St. Etienne for over 3 decades.
I know, yes. And I think it's a sort of gentle exit, I guess, because we'll probably be doing gigs and festivals and things for the next couple of years. At least that's the plan. So I'll still be really busy still being part of St. Etienne. And then I'm sure we'll do some compilations and flog the dead horse for a while, you know. Back catalogue.
Well, there is an immense body of work there to flog from the three of you. Not only in music, but also films and books and soundtracks, and all this stuff has come from your own love of pop music and pop culture. You and Sarah and Bob, it's been paying homage and also creating your own contribution to that too.
Yes. What's been lovely is some of the comments from people. You know, I wasn't really prepared for people being sad. Some people seem to be really affected by the fact that this happened, but they've been telling these lovely stories of how our music has affected their lives over the years, and people have stayed with us, you know, for a long time. So, you know, it's beautiful. Some of them made me cry, and it's really sweet stories, and it's amazing, you know, really. You see that and you think, oh, I actually did something. And it brings back loads of memories from the past, and then you go, oh, yeah, okay. And we're quite pleased with everything we've done. I don't think anything I'm particularly embarrassed of. You get the odd bit where you're like, oh, I wish I'd done that. Maybe our cover of Right Said Fred, 96.
No yeah. Way, that's fantastic. I own that CD single.
Oh, there we are, I see. So even that.
Well, it's going to affect a lot of people, Pete. I mean, Jeff Barrett from your label Heavenly must be shedding a few tears. St. Etienne were the second ever single on the label and the first ever album. You need to make sure you check in on him from time to time.
Yes, he's been very supportive. I think he's very pleased with the tone of the album and everything, and he said it made him feel really happy, so that's good. Not happy that we're splitting up, but he was happy to be part of it.
It is a great way to go out, and it's been a busy career, Pete, and in all that time, you did tour Sydney once. St. Etienne played the Metro here in late 1998. When Good Humour came out. So does this mean there's a chance for one more whip around Australia on this tour?
I do hope so.
The album's called International, come on.
Yes, I know, we need the promoters to get in touch with us. But yeah, hopefully, we'd love to. I'd love to go to Australia again. That's the last time I've been, I think.
Yeah, well, you're not allowed to break up unless you've come to Australia. That's the rules. It doesn't count otherwise.
Okay. Come on, sort it out.
But yeah, look, I hope you guys are proud of what you've achieved the past 30-something years, Pete, and it is great to get this as a farewell, this album, International. We might have a listen to the song Teaming You Up with Confidence Man, since we are in Australia, and this feels like a passing of the torch somewhat, this song. It's so great to hear them on a song with you guys.
Yes, and it's brilliant that they wanted to do it. We've done this, I don't know if you've seen the video, it's like a sort of Hanna-Barbera.
It's very cute.
It's fun to see yourself as a cartoon.
Finally, after 30-something years, you've achieved that status.
It makes the age difference between us and them not look quite so extreme, although I'm full grey in the cartoon.
All right, well, just be aware, we are all shedding a tear down here with the release of this album, Pete, but it was great to finally talk to you on Static on 2SER. And this is St. Etienne with Confidence Man doing Brand New Me, and we'll see you on the other side of St. Etienne, Pete.
Lovely to speak to you.